AM860 FM 95.1 KWPC with Tim Scott and the voice of Muscatine.com with Moving Forward on the air right now. We're talking to Pastor Sharon Phillips in downtown Muscatine at the Pearl City Outreach and the Jesus Mission. Pastor Sharon, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm holding in there with all this stuff that's going on. That's all you can do, right?
Oh, it's been a shaking. It's been a shaking for so many people. It's just, oh, we have so many people asking us questions, and they're scared. They're really scared, but they've got to hold on. I mean, we've won every battle. I mean, the Bible said we'll go through some battles, but we're going to win the war. But we got to hang on there. We can't back down. We've got to stand strong. We've got wonderful people working so hard to take care of this. And I had to take a lady up to the Davenport Hospital. Mental illness has just really been, they're having a very hard time with it. And I had one lady in particular that we had to take to Davenport Hospital, and she ran away, and she had sanitized her hair and sanitized her hands and her arms, and I had to keep calming her down and reassuring her that everything was going to be okay. And I went to the hospital and I started crying, and I said, you nurses and doctors are on the front lines for us. I said, we thank you so much. We can't even thank you enough. And I told an officer yesterday, I said, we're praying. Everyone's praying because you're doing so much to stand on the front lines for us. So, and all the truck drivers, we keep thanking every one of them. And it's just sticking together and standing strong. And I keep teaching the word about the Bible saying, do not fear, do not fear. I'm with you always. But it is going to take, we've got to listen. And we do have to keep ourselves, you know, with our hands washed. And we have to listen to what they're saying, too, because they know what's best. So, you know, it's not been easy because people want church. And so we just been trying to do like a 10-person prayer group where they stand apart, but they're still praying. And some come in the parking lot and pray, or they pull up in their cars. But there's something about that peace that all at once you just feel like it's going to be all right. We're going to make it. We're going to come through it.
Yeah, I know. In our lifetime, Pastor Sharon, I know I've never I'm going to be 60. I've never seen anything like this before. I have obviously heard about it in the history books over different parts of time, but never actually experienced it. Tell me, in what other ways has it touched the Jesus Mission and Pearl City Outreach?
Well, one thing that I know is that I don't know if there's ever been anything that's ever shook the world. I know that we've been through the Dust Bowl, the diphtheria, the tuberculosis, the AIDS. We were just talking about this, but never have we seen something shake the whole world. And one thing I have learned is I've learned something great is how people are coming together. I look at all these stores that are working so hard to... It takes hours to put together one box of food to, you know, put into a car. And you see people lining up for their food from the stores. And, you know, they're working so hard. I've seen them come out from the restaurants and take orders outside. I've been so touched by love and out of fear because, you know, perfect love will cast out all fear. And when I see them helping one another, I know at our outreach they keep wanting to come in, because when you're in an outreach, they almost become territorial. It's like their second home, and they're scared, and so we had them like sitting outside spaced apart yesterday so they wouldn't be afraid. And then we had an increase. We had one guy took off with the grape jelly and the peanut butter, and one guy went after him, and he said, you got to do what you got to do for your family. And I said, just let him have it. Just let him have it. They're scared. And so anything we can do, we're trying to do. And then we started running out of food. And then Community Foundation has come along, and my phone keeps beeping through. I hope you're not hearing that.
No,
but anyway, they're talking about, and they're giving us money And I cried because, you know, we see all the good the Salvation Army's doing and MCSA and the whole community and the schools putting together all this box food for kids. And I deal with a lot of kids that run on the streets and stuff, and they come in and they're scared, but it's just reassuring people. We have people begging us for showers. They need socks. We keep running out of socks. We keep running out of personal items and food. But like the other night, we had like 76, and then we had, and this was hot to go plates because we'll do 10. I'm sorry, 9. We do 9. People will come in and cook in the kitchen. We have different ones that volunteer. They're people basically that got better. They had been doing things in life where it almost destroyed them, and they got better through the Lord, and they want to come in and help. And so there's about 35 volunteers, but not all at once. It's just whenever they cook or answer a phone or something. We have to watch everything, and it's very hard for people that don't understand that. They don't get it. They want to be there. And I think it's a sense of the altar on our church side. People say, can I just come in and pray? And I'll tell them, yeah, so just go ahead. But we can only do a few. And so it's just a sense of being afraid right now. And then you see the strong people that are saying, we're going to get through this. But it's unbelievable. I have never seen anything like it. I had to get back up. I mean, it nearly tried to shake my faith, and I had to get back up and thought, no, we've been through so much, and we can do this. And I've had to stay. I've stayed closer to my word. You know, the Bible said in Job 3:25, the thing I feared the most came upon me, and I said, I'm not going to fear then, Lord. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to lean on you. And all we've been doing is praying for truck drivers, praying for all the people, the government. We've been getting, you know, just as many, like few or four of us getting together and just praying and asking God to give everyone strength. But because this is going to shake our economy too, because you go by and you look at the restaurants and they're doing to-go's, but they don't have what they did. They had so much more that they had with their business. So we have to pray for one another and realize that everyone's doing the best they can. But I'm very impressed with the community and how they're doing their best. I mean, fighting out of fear. I mean, you can see the part of them that's rising up, and then listening to and praying for our president and the government. And even in Muscatine, we've been praying for the jails, the prisons, the nursing homes, the hospitals for protection. And I do believe in the power of prayer.
Yeah, Pastor Sharon, it's it definitely does try your faith during times like these. One thing I've been telling people is don't watch so much television, because you know, you talked about the lady that got into the depression so bad and stuff like that. If you sit there and watch this over and over and over again, it has a tendency to get you down, doesn't it?
My grandson, he's 11 years old, and he brought me a sign. He went out and bought it with his mother and brought me a sign, and it's Hakuna Matata, which is in The Lion King, which is no worries for the rest of your life.
There you go.
He brought that.
There you go.
At 11 years old, and I've been carrying that sign around, and it's like, oh, my goodness. And so they were playing happy songs, you know, like the song Happy and YMCA. And, I mean, we just had it blaring, and the kids were all dancing, and they were just so happy. You know, ones at Macarena, all those old ones, Cotton Eye Joe, and they just got to laughing so hard. And I thought, you know, the Bible said in Proverbs 17, I believe it's in 22, where it says that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And sometimes, I know it's hard to say this, but we need to laugh. I mean, I even put on an I Love Lucy movie the other night just to laugh. and just a couple of other old ones. You remember those old ones? Because I'm 66, so.
Yeah, I remember all that. I did the same thing Sunday. I had all my housework done, and I thought I was just going, you know, through the channels, and I thought, I'm going to watch an old Western here, you know. They were showing all the old Westerns that they used to have, like when we were kids. Remember when we were kids, Pastor Sharon, every show was about a Western. Every show.
Yes.
There weren't any other kinds.
Bonanza, Hawk,
uh-huh.
Hoss.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I appreciate everything that you do for everyone and the community. What are you guys looking for down there right now?
We can use any kind of food. We are so, Community Foundation, God bless them. They're coming in to give us a check, and I'd have to tell you, I started crying because the ones that have supported us in the community, because we know everybody needs help. So I try not to carry on or get out there because I know everyone needs help, but they're giving us a check tomorrow, and we can go get food. We do need any kind of... we constantly need any kind of to-go boxes, any kind of meat, any kind of, hot dogs, peanut butter, jelly, anything like that. We can use them. And because I know there's so many people looking for it, I don't try to, you know, write 20,000 letters. I just thank God, because I'll tell you something, Scott. I've known you for a long time, and I have a great respect for you and this radio station. It has helped us so many times. When you put out there about that warming station, nobody knew. We almost lost our building. We almost closed the doors, and five furnaces broke down. I can't even believe what happened. And people started pouring in with love, and they helped us get furnaces fixed. And we had people bringing in socks, and that High Prairie Church out there did a sock drive for us. And we had people bringing in food, and I just wept because, you know my story, and you know that I had praying parents, and I was a wild child. I just want to say it like that. Maybe that's why God put me on Mulberry with everybody. But he gave me a second chance, and when he gave me that second chance, my mom and dad wouldn't give up on me, and I dealt with some. My best friends were people that got out of prison, people that were on drugs, and so I understood that world. But when I had a second chance, it was like, Jesus, why would I love anyone less than what you love me? And the Lord had put me on Mulberry, and even though I didn't have the best of a name, I didn't want to be down there, because sometimes you just don't forget your past, and sometimes people don't let you. But through it all, it'd be 35 years. My mom and dad are both gone, but I praise God every day that they did not give up on me. And so 26 years, May 1st, for the outreach for feeding, and 35 years this fall, August, well, it'll be August 9th. It'll be 35 years for me in the ministry. And I can't thank God enough. And I do lean on him. And I tell people, they say, well, how do you do this? And I said, I know it sounds crazy to you, but it's Jesus. If it hadn't have been for him, I wouldn't have made it. And dealing with people that I do, yes, I've done funerals for those that didn't make it. They've burnt bridges with the family. They've hurt them deeply. And sometimes, you know, you're just sitting beside them and saying, you know, they're dying, or, you know, they've gone down some old roads, and, you know, just go home with the Lord, you know, and that's their last words. And others we've seen get better. And so the radio station, honestly, with all my heart, I thank you. And Tim, you've been there forever. I mean, you're the roots. You've been there for so long. And I thank you for even wanting to call me today and caring about my opinion. It means a lot to me. And, I knew Dorothy, your grandmother. I loved her dearly. What a wise woman. What a loving woman. And
she was my aunt.
Your aunt, yes, your aunt. Sorry.
Yeah.
Your aunt. And she, when I went to see her, her loving spirit, her heart, her tenderness. And you can see this in a lot of the family. It just kind of like is passed on with that tenderness. And so I thank you for, you know, calling me today and asking my opinion and what I'm thinking about. We We got to stick together. That's what I will say. And if anyone has some extra blankets, I mean, I'm not talking about brand new. They can be gently worn or used. Blankets, towels, wash rags. And we are letting people go one at a time down the other side, down the one stair, so they're not in the cafeteria part where they eat and take a shower, because we do have one downstairs. And so we do appreciate anything or appreciate all prayers and anything that a person might have. It's like, oh, I got this can of cream of tomato soup and or potato soup or something. I don't need it. Even that helps, anything like that, because people keep asking us, and we're even taking it to their homes. So, and trying to work with the rest of the community to see how we can work together. So we thank you so much.
Pastor Sharon, if anybody wants to get a hold of you or stop by down there, just tell everybody what your address is again and your phone number.
Okay, I'm going to give you, my cell phone is 563-554-5430, and it's 513 Mulberry. We're right in front of Hy-Vee Drug Town, if you call me, I mean, we're there. We stay open until 9, and so if you want to get a hold of me before you come so I can let the kitchen help say they're you're coming, or if you just want to pull up, we will get it out of the car. We will be so thankful.
Pastor Sharon, I thank you again.
Well, I thank you, and we live in a wonderful community, and so very thankful for everybody that's pulling together.
You take care of yourself, and you let me know if you need anything.
Oh, thank you so much, Tim. You've been a blessing. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.